Catherine Eckhart is joining us. She is the DFL candidate for 35B, our Democrat of the day, and she's kind enough to join us right now. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for the time today. We were talking about this earlier. It's you, of course. Anoka is one of those towns. There's a few like Wakota, Shakopee, that if you want to sound like a true Minnesotan, you know, that real, yeah, you know, Anoka or Wakota, you know, it's nothing like Scandinavian ancestry trying to pronounce Native American names. So
that's absolutely true. Anoka County is one of those places. Yeah, and I'm really proud to be running up here. So my district covers Andover, most of Andover, northern Coon Rapids, and one tiny little part of Ramsey.
You are, as you are running up there, I wanted to, first of all, get a little background. Who exactly is Catherine Eckhart?
Well, I am the mother of two kids, so I have a second grader and a fourth grader who both attend Andover Elementary. I have a master's degree in education and a bachelor's degree in child psychology, and work as the director of student services in epidemiology and community health at the University of Minnesota, where I've been for about 15 years. Worked at the university for about 18 years, and I've had the privilege of being with my husband for it's actually 22 years today. We met at the University of Minnesota, Kansas. So it's been a wonderful ride with him, having our two kids and watching our careers develop. And now the next step is running for office.
I could just do a show with you talking about your job, because that sounds fascinating. That sounds really fascinating.
It's a wonderful job. So it's within the School of Public Health, and people don't go into public health, unless they have really good intentions. So I work with people who want to save the world and make it a better place. And it's a wonderful group of people to surround yourself with every day. So I think I have the best job in the world.
Speaking of saving the world, so what made you decide, you know what, I'm going to be the DFL nominee. I want to run for 35B.
Yeah, so like so many people, the 2016 election was a real wake-up call for me. In particular, watching the election through the eyes of my children was really an eye-opener. It was the first election either one of them, one was even around for them to really be paying attention to. And it wasn't so much the outcome of the election, but the way people were talking about the election that was really interesting to watch, particularly at a son that was in kindergarten at the time. And I was really surprised at the kind of conversations even our youngest kids are having about politics and having conversations. He reflected to me one day that some classmates were talking about whether they could still be friends since their parents were voting differently. And it really kind of broke my heart that even at this really young age, the divides that we all feel are filtering into our kids' lives. And, here in Anoka County and in Andover where I live, I think it's really, we know that there aren't going to be Democrats everywhere we look, that we're going to live in an area there's going to be people with all sorts of different political opinions. But we also know that we live in areas where, if a tree falls in your backyard, you're going to have three neighbors that come over with a chainsaw and are going to help you, take care of your problem. And I think the beauty of our community is that helping spirit and the way that we try to lift each other up. And there shouldn't be any exceptions to that when it comes to politics. We can disagree, but we don't need to do it in a way that brings people down. And our kids are watching us do that. And I know that we can do so much better. So it's through conversations with lots of friends who don't all agree with me that I realized I'm actually kind of good at talking with people who have differing opinions and trying to, bring us together and find some common ground. And here I am.
It's interesting, and I don't want to, we'll definitely talk about 35B, but I think it's interesting as you talk about that. I mean, I spent a chunk of the first half hour here talking about the fact that I've got two daughters myself. And in the last few days, the federal, on the national level, the discussion we've had about sexual assault and, it's just teenagers, or she was drunk, or 35 years ago. And you're right, there is this jarring nature, and I imagine it must be to a point, a reaffirmation that you're doing the right thing and running. That you're saying to yourself, this is not the world I want my daughters, my children, to grow up in, a world where this sort of thing is somehow negated or validated.
Right, exactly. Our kids look to us to solve problems, but also to set examples about how we behave. And I think it's really important that they learn the lessons in their community that they'll take with them as they go on to bigger and different things. Maybe they'll stay in Minnesota, maybe they won't. But the values that they'll learn here are going to be kind of carried through. And I think our political process has gotten pretty hard to avoid. You can't, you, you can't really not know that people are deeply divided right now, even if you don't watch the news in front of your kids. And so I think it's really important that we counter that with messages that are more positive as locally as possible and certainly in our own households.
Absolutely. Catherine Eckhardt joining us right now. She is running as a 35B's DFL candidate, Democrat of the Day. So if you were to get to St. Paul here, what would you want to champion for 35B?
Well, I think healthcare and education are the two biggest issues that I hear as I'm knocking on doors. You know, people, particularly seniors, are really frustrated, you know, by the healthcare system. A lot of Anoka County seniors got notice that their supplemental insurance isn't going to be available anymore, and many of them are confused. They don't know why, but mostly they're just frustrated about having to seek out and then relearn a new plan. You know, there's that anxiety about unexpected bills that so many of us can relate to that come with learning a new plan. Do you know where you can go to get the treatment you need, and do you have an idea of what you can expect in terms of costs and that sort of thing? So we really need to fix healthcare so that people have reliable care, that they know what to expect in terms of price. And, you know, I don't care how we fix that or who we fix that with. We just need to fix it. People are really tired of political games preventing us from getting solutions to the problems that we're facing. Here in my district, we also really benefit from having strong neighborhood schools. Most kids go to the schools that are assigned to them within their neighborhood. I think vouchers are something that I'm deeply concerned with. I think it would not only ruin the community feel that we have in our district, but it would also probably have some significant impact on things like our property taxes, since many people move to the area because of the strong schools. So those are two areas I'd like to be big champions for. And, you know, as somebody who works in higher education, I certainly wouldn't mind getting my hands on some higher education reform stuff too, and particularly in terms of cost.
You know, you brought up let's talk a little bit about vouchers, because I think one of the things that's interesting is that, and one of the things that I like to point out is that for all these Republican policies towards education, whether it's charter schools or open enrollment or voucher programs or whatever the case may be, the reality is their solution really is only financially viable for at max about 20% of any school district, which means the other 80% of the school district, the 80% of the kids in those schools, is stuck in that school district without the funds, without the money, and basically a very subpar education. That's just bad math, and that's math that anyone can learn at third grade, for goodness sakes. That's not the way you want to go with an education policy.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, a lot of times we don't make good economic arguments for the policies that we support. And I think there's a really easy economic argument to be made against vouchers.
Absolutely. You know, as you're looking at your district, 35B here, one of the things that always amazes me is I've been up there quite a bit. And it's a district that traditionally has voted Republican, but the vast majority of the people in that district would benefit greatly from Democrats being in charge. I mean, it's because the Republican policies generally are geared really top up. And it's been interesting as I've talked to people, especially in outstate Minnesota, where there are very strong conservative districts out there. One of the things that's changing is that the people in these districts that have voted Republican just kind of out of blind faith for so many years are all of a sudden stepping back and saying, you know what, they've not helped me. Have you gotten any of that up in 35B, that this maybe it's they're starting to come around and saying that after all these years of Republican leadership, they haven't basically followed through on their promises, so it's time to try the other party?
You know, I've gotten a little bit of that. But, you know, honestly, I think, you know, the biggest issue facing people running as Democrats in this issue is that this area hasn't really been deeply invested in by Democrats for a really long time. And so a lot of people that I talk to honestly haven't had a Democrat talk to them before. So the idea, I talked to a senior, this would have been maybe 6 months ago, and I was at a senior housing place that I was just sharing my ideas, answering some questions. And at the end, this woman came up to me and she said, I really love your ideas. I love the things you have to say, but I just need to ask, why are you a Democrat? And I kind of smiled and I, you know, gave her the spiel about, you know, believing in bringing everybody into the table and getting, you know, more people in the big tent, that sort of thing. And then I smiled at her and I said, but I do have to ask, have you ever met a Democrat before? And she thought it really hard for a minute. And she said, you know, I'm not sure that I have. And of course, she's probably talked to a Democrat before, but people don't talk about politics, or at least identify their party readily in this area. And so there's lots of assumptions that, that many people feel like they're the only Democrat on their block, or the only progressive, if that's where you feel, you know, more comfortable identifying yourself. And, you know, the reality is there's, you know, almost a self-identified voter suppression, I think, that happens where people just assume that they're only one and that, you know, their vote doesn't really matter, or, you know, it doesn't make a difference if they talk to people about the things they believe in. So there's a lot of passive, you know, letting things that people maybe have a different perspective on kind of go over, and there's not a lot of dialogue that opens up because of that. So, you know, rather than feeling like people are having this revelation that one party is, you know, better or worse than the other, I think it's more, I'm seeing that there is an openness to having conversations with people who, they didn't really know existed in their communities, and feeling like, boy, these could be people who do have ideas that I could find some common ground with, and there could be a way for us to kind of come together as a district around policies that help us all as community members. And, you know, that frustration, I think there's lots of frustrations about politics in general, and I think that blame, you know, gets shared across Democrats and Republicans, and sometimes rightly so. And I think more than anything, people just want to have somebody who listens and cares about them as people, and isn't just pushing, you know, party policies, but actually trying to help people have better lives. And those are the kind of conversations that we're having on the doors.
Well, and I think it's two things you've brought together. One is the healthcare issue. And I mean, that is, once again, I mean, they've been promised healthcare that's better and cheaper. It's not been delivered. The Democrats are saying, we put the Affordable Care Act in place, we could tweak it and make it better, or we could even do a single-payer system so everyone has healthcare, or at least the option of a healthcare. That's one thing. And then I think the other thing is the knocking on the doors. These are districts where the amount of door knocking, the amount of accessibility, the visibility of the Democrats has not been there. And I think that as you just talked about there, getting out and knocking on all the doors and saying, hey, I'm the Democrat running in this race, that alone is helping out your chances in the district, because it's just something that's not been done.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And, you know, we've run just an absolutely phenomenal field race, and I'm really proud of it. I have a bunch of high school kids from Antifa High School that are knocking with us, but also this amazing group of volunteers who show up for me every single weekend. Certainly I'm out there doing my part too, but that's never happened in this district before. And I think that's because a lot of people here are really ready to invest in the changes that they want to see. And that's what we need to be successful. And I'm just incredibly proud of the work we're doing.
You need volunteers, you need donations, correct?
Absolutely. Could always use more of both.
All righty. Catherine for MN.com. That's the right website, right?
That's correct.
Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N for F-O-R-M-N.com. K-A-T-H-R-Y-N F-O-R-M-N.com. I will link to that, as well as also the on the social media pages a little bit later on, as well as this interview. If you can help out in 35B, this has once again been a district that the Democrats haven't done that well in. It's a big blue wave year here. There's a chance we could take 35B. That would go a long way. If 35B is going into the House, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a very strong Democratic majority in the Minnesota House, and that would be a great deal. Let's help get Catherine there, because, my God, we need to have more leaders like her in the state of Minnesota. Catherine, I really appreciate the time.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.